Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh, top hat. A top hat, morning, afternoon, evening to you. Yes. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Leprechaun Day it is. Good to have you. My accent's not the best, of course, as you can tell. Good to have you along, everyone. Appreciate you being here. I am now, right now, sitting live in the Top Hat Green Studio, just down the hall from the Greasy Garage Studio, right here in the Outer World Plaza. Oh, yes, good Top Hat Day to you. I'm wearing my green top hat. Eddie, the engine emailer here, he's in the studio. He loves it. Yeah, he's smiling. Yeah, it's green. It's called the Green Studio. The crew here at Outer World really did their job there. We've got four-leaf clovers everywhere. So, well, that tells us that we're all going to have a good, lucky show today. Yes. Anyway, yes. You know, one thing about it, St. Patrick's Day, it's green. I saw there on the news that the road that I was on, a little river right next to it there in Chicago, downtown Chicago. What's it called? You folks that are listening in Chicago knows what that river's called. But, they turned that green. A boat went down that bad boy and put some green dye in it. Organic dye, I understand. So it doesn't hurt the fish or anything. So everything's green around me right now. I got, like I say, it's a... You want to know what my I'm not sitting in my normal Dodge Viper seat, no, because I'm not in the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm in the green top hat green studio today. And go over to my Facebook page, folks. Address, my name is Mark Evans, of course. And you'll see the velvet green interior. Oh, yeah. Happy Leprechaun Day to you. That's what I'm sitting in. An old velvet. It's got buttons on it. That's the best part about it. You know, I push the buttons into the velvet. Oh, yeah. Today, not only are we going to talk a little bit about automotive, Auto World it is. Yes, every day it is, isn't it? That's right. You come together with me. It's 7 days since we've been together, and I'm honored to have you here, and I'm honored and be proud to share with you our Top Hat Green Studio today on St. Patrick's Day. So sit back, relax. Remember one thing. You can always, please do, get in touch with me right here, right now. We have Dashboard Daniel sitting in behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine with, oh, I don't know. I forgot to ask him if he's got a green something on. He probably does. Anyway, yes, he's there for your phone calls. We're looking forward to your phone calls today at 855-660-4261. And looking forward to your emails, as always, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Today on Auto World, let's do it. Let's find out. We have in the house, as always, yes, he's back. He's found the Top Hat Green Studio here on Leprechaun Day. He's got the hubcap on his lap with the menu of what's going on in today's world, Auto World. Let's do it. Eddie, hand me that. Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. Hand me that hubcap. Eddie. Oh, that's a... What'd you do? Get a bigger hubcap? That thing's heavy. I dropped it. Sorry about that. Okay, we got the menu. Got the menu. What's going on? Let's start with the third hour. Give you a little taste and a tease of what's happening. See, it's just like the restaurant. That hubcap holds everything we got. Yeah, it was going on today. And today on the third hour, of course, on the very end of the third hour, I have a word with Mark. Means everything about you today. So stay tuned for that. And for every hour is different. And I'm going up the list. We're going to start on the first hour. I'm going to go up from the two categories, folks, that I've been asked many, many, many times in my career, 48 years now of being in the auto world myself, not only behind the silver microphone, that's very famous, but Mark, what's a cheap car that I can purchase? So today I said, why not? There's been a new survey that came out, and there's 20 of them, 20 cheap cars worth buying, according to CR. So I'm going to start on the first hour. We're going to start at 2020 and go on up. So the third hour, you're going to hear the top 10 on the third hour. Absolutely. And you're going to find out what's the best cheap car to buy, purchase. And these are new cars, folks. These aren't the ones with the 16-inch hubcaps. They don't have hubcaps on cars anymore. And we have a recall for you in the third hour. Something about a steering problem? Not good. Not good. This came from Mopar Insiders to me. So it's, I'll get in trouble. But that's what it's all about here. I want to get this information out to you before you get it. So you're going to get it right here today, here in the Top Hat Green Studio. Now, in the second hour, again, we're going to go up the list, 20 cheap cars worth buying, according to CR. I'm going to be looking at telling you what 15, 14, 13, 12, and 11 is. So get ready for that. And let me ask you, on the second hour, over on our Facebook page, you'll see me standing there with the headlights pointing at me. And I asked you, can you see me now? Huh? Yeah, bright headlights. The Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard 108 is coming to you on hour number two. Our number two. Also, we have the, oh yeah, Jeff Motorsports Bresler's with us every week now, and he provides us with the Motorsports Auto World's Motorsports Update. So stay tuned for that. Wait till you hear this. Well, this set of parents really did some good. Okay? All right. Now, ranked by, are you reliable? Yeah, I'm kind of stuttering. I want to get the word out there. Yeah, reliable. Reliability. Ranked by reliability, luxury car brands. Let's go to the top cream, right on the top, right there on that green beer. We're going to find out what the luxury car brands are going to do, giving us reliability. And I'm going to give you the numbers, 10 of them. So we're going to start at number 10 on the first hour of Auto World. We're going to go right up the list again. On the third hour, you're going to find out. Again, the ranked by reliability luxury car brands. And I'm going to give you how many faults they have out of, I believe it's out of 100. But right now, I'm looking forward to you right here on this first hour and looking forward to your emails at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And, of course, you can reach me on Facebook. Message me over there. I do honor that. Instagram also. Facebook is Auto World Radio. And my name, Mark Evans. Please head on over. And we have Instagram. That address is just like our website, Auto World Media. AutoWorldMedia.com. If you do not get one of the hours, you can head over to my website and go for it. So let's get right to it. First hour, ranked by reliability. I can't even say the word now. Reliability. Be ready. Luxury cars. 20 cheap cars. I tell you what. Let's get right off bat here. I want to share something with you. Concerning patents, some of you out in our Auto World family here, our great Auto World affiliate family, radio stations, listening, all of you listening on your favorite radio station and listening to us on your favorite app right now, do you have a patent? Did you ever apply for a patent on that idea? Are you now pissed off because I brought it up? Because you always have an idea and a thought process. I know a lot of my friends have had over the years. Oh, I ran that through the United States Patent Office and got a patent on it and sold. I had that idea first, Mark, but they robbed it from me. Yeah. I lived that life, but I said no more. Back quite a few years ago, back in the early 90s, I did patent a transmission, automatic transmission cooler. And I went full throttle. It works, period. And I did it. I put it on the market. Yeah, oh yes, I did get a United States patent on it. I did. Of course, it goes through the patent office, through a patent attorney. You know what that cost? A dollar or two. Do you need a patent on your product that you thought of? Yeah, you do. You really do. Utility patent, what kind of patent do you need? What kind of patent should you have? Okay, so with patent, and of course, like my automatic transmission cooler was patent pending. I lived that for probably 2 years. And all I thought and felt was the attorney was just sucking the you-know-what right out of my wallet. We're going to take a little short break. When we come back, why am I talking United States patents? Oh, this company's got patents up the you-know-what. Well, up the top hat. Spending $1 million an hour, folks. We'll be right back, right here from the Top Hat Green Studio, Leprechaun Day.
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Like we do here. It's good to have you here. on St. Patty's Day. Top Hat Green Studio, I am sitting in a nice green velvet, custom-designed car upholstered seat. Why not? 'Tis the season. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Good to have you along. You're listening to Auto World. Coming up on this hour, we're going to compare a car, by the way, and it's a 2024 versus the 2001, and it's only one car model, so stay tuned for that. It's more than likely a car that, Axelrod Alex has one, so you probably have one too. But talking about patents, patents, it takes quite a bit to get a patent, folks, and as you are living in your auto world, meaning that you're sitting in your car or your truck, you're sitting on top of patents, United States patents. You know, there's so many patents that these car manufacturers have to get to make their automobile theirs, period. And no one can copy them. Well, you know, as you know, we can copy them, but we have to change one little, it's four letters in that patent, A, B, C, and D. And if you change, you can have all the letters, but if you change D just a little bit, your patent will be different. And I can go on all day long, because I learned a lot about it when I got my patent on my automatic transmission cooler. Come to find out, just a little bit of fun history about that. I applied for this. It's called the TranGuard. That's the name that I put on it. And I applied to get a patent on it. And anyway, found out that once they did the research to find out if anyone else had ever done this type of a product, come to find out back literally in 1901, some gentleman back then invented the same style of cooler for an airplane. And it canceled my patent out. So I fought it and we won. Anyway, all that. It's for a transmission. Anyway, we won. And it's called the TranGuard. So let's get with it here. The United States patent ranking. Yeah, we got the ranking for you today. The top spot among automakers in the annual United States patent ranking. It means a lot to everybody. One company leads the automotive industry, folks, for 10 consecutive years. Who is it? Toyota. Toyota's winner, winner. Toyota dinner. Yeah, Toyota received 2,607 patents just in 1 year, in the year of 2023, securing its position in the forefront of the United States automotive. Oh, yeah, 10 consecutive years, Toyota has been awarded more patents from the United States Patent and Trademark Office than any other automaker, according to the annual report by the Property Owners Association, IPO. So when you think, well, think maybe twice when you're sitting in your automobile and the design that you like because you purchased that car maybe on sex appeal. It took patents, a lot of patents, to get it there. They had a very challenging year, Toyota did. They saw a 3% overall decline in patents granted across all industries in the United States. That's all, not Toyota, but that's every brand. A decrease. So what's going on? The car manufacturers are not sitting back and thinking anymore? Well, they are, but they're just not, you know, trying to get everything they're doing under the word patent. Toyota ranks 7th among all companies awarded patents in 2023, which Toyota received a total of 2,667 patents. Wow, they're the winner. Now, I was giving you a little bit of price. Let me get right down to the price here. Let me give you just let's do three. Three things that they have patented for us, you and me, and your friends, all of our Auto World friends. Here's a patent they did, the Connecticut seat cushion for vehicles. Huh? Yeah. It's an ISO, dynamic performance seat. It's going to be in the all-new 2024 Toyota Tacoma TRD Pro. Okay, so what's that? Let's get right down. Get rid of the mechanic Largan jargon. What is it? It helps provide a smooth, confidence-inspiring ride for those of you in the driver and front passenger seats. It's the ISOD seat assembly absorbs vehicle inputs vertically and laterally. Reducing the overall load and impacts onto the vehicle. Makes you get a smoother ride. How about this patent they got? The woven carbon fiber reinforced steel matrix composite. Excuse me. It's a carbon fiber fabric. Makes it last longer. How about this patent? Systems and methods with dual function coil providing in-vehicle wireless power. Oh my gosh, could it be any longer? Now, what's this? It's a system and methods with dual function coil providing in-vehicle wireless power. Huh? It's for traction battery equipped vehicles, the PHEVs and the BEVs. It uses a dual function coil installed in the vehicle for auxiliary power source. So stay tuned for that. What that's all about, I'll be talking about that later in a couple, 2-3 months here. It can wirelessly receive power from the grid for recharging the battery. Wirelessly, folks. State of the art. Wowza. No more jumper box, huh? No. Coming up also on Water World, I'll be talking a little bit about, a company that you're going to find out what they've done through a car app. But Toyota, yes, they have won the amount of patents over all the car manufacturers globally. Toyota spends approximately $1 million per hour on R&D, my friends. $1 million an hour on R&D to ensure that their Toyota, their brand, rapidly and consistently develops cutting-edge and high-quality and appealing vehicle, you know, the technologies for their appealing, making their cars more appealing to all of us, besides all of the creature features that's inside the cabin. $1 million an hour. A lot of patents. I know what it's like just to get one patent. I have customers, clients, and friends, I call them, all in three words, all in one. One person that have had and got patents, like myself, and that come to find out that I did not sell mine. I was offered a long, long time ago. I did not sell it, but they've sold theirs and, of course, retired since. And that some of their patents are out there in our cars. So it's nice to hear. But, United States patent ranking, it just came out, and Toyota's the winner. So when you're thinking about maybe purchasing a brand, maybe that's a brand you might want to look at and go in and sit down in that that seat cushion to find out what it's all about. And that woven carbon fiber reinforced steel matrix composite? Yeah. Why not? Coming up here on Auto World, I'm going to be talking a little bit about, we're going to compare a car. That's right. One brand, one model, the 2024 versus the 2001. And taking your emails also at autoworldradio@yahoo.com.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Prosecutor Nathan Wade has announced his resignation from Donald Trump's election interference case in Georgia. Wade cited his commitment to democracy and the urgency to expedite the case's progress as reasons for his decision. A Georgia judge ruled that Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis could continue to oversee the case if Wade was removed. Israel is gearing up for a military operation in Rafah, the southernmost city in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that the IDF is readying for the operation and making preparations for civilian evacuation. A tornado in Ohio resulted in at least 3 fatalities, while another tornado in Indiana caused multiple injuries. Ohio experienced a total of 5 confirmed tornadoes. Additionally, a tornado damaged more than 50 structures in a small town in northern Kentucky, which is located close to the Indiana border. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Irish music today for you. Have you ever sat back and just turned on the Irish music with your green top hat on like I have? Love it. Love it. The crew here, Eddie, the engine emailer, is in the house. He found me the green top hat. I have it on. We're sitting in the green studio today. It is time now here on Auto World, folks. You've been asking me quite a through emails at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And my local clientele here in the Boise, Idaho area, where I'm sitting right now, live. Mark, what's a good cheap car? So let's do it. I've got for you a list of the cheapest car that CR has recommended. CR is Consumer Reports. Folks, the cheapest car for all of us is the right down at the very bottom, Kia Forte. Now, these are brand new. The 2024 Kia Forte, the LXS, the IVT, MSRP on it stands at $20,490. I've got 20 of them that we're going to go up the list. So that would be, and these are all recommended by Consumer Reports. And when I say cheapest price, it's the price. It's not the quality, but it's the price. Yeah, absolutely. And you can, you know, you can add options, of course, but the starting price on the 2024 Kia Forte is the $20,490. That's number 20 on the list. Let's go up the list here and get going. We got quite a few of them. The Nissan Sentry. Nissan Sentry is number 19, and it's a four-door.
And the Nissan Sentra, you're familiar with the Nissan brand. I've got some pros and cons and all that, but yeah. And it's going to go from the $20,000 all the way up, and you know the Nissan Sentra is a little bit more. Now, going up the list to number 18, is one of the cheapest automobiles you can get in 2024 is a Nissan Sentra. And it starts, MSRP is $21,938. Four-door sedan, Nissan Sentra. Let's go up the list to number 17. Got quite a few to get to. Toyota Corolla. Yeah, Toyota Corolla is on the list of Toyota. We were just talking about that. And the Toyota Corolla, let me give you one of the pros. Great fuel economy, folks. One of the cons, sluggish acceleration. Yeah, well, when you don't, you get gas mileage or do you want power, huh? Anyway, that's number 17 of the 20 of the cheapest cars worth buying, according to Consumer Reports. Number 16 on the list, going up, the base price on it is $22,322, and it's the number 16 on the list of the cheapest cars, and it is the Toyota Corolla. It's also a four-door sedan. Pros and cons are there, too, if you'd like to look them up. One of the next one coming up the list, it's a hybrid. Stellar fuel economy is one of the pros. You need to know one of the cons, too, though. Long stopping distance. And it's number 15 on the list. It's the Toyota Corolla Hybrid. One of the cheapest ones. Now let's go up to number 14 on the list, the Toyota Corolla Hybrid, $23,692. Oh, yeah. The Toyota Corolla Hybrid, LE model. And the MSRP on it is it right at $23,500. So that's not too bad of a price. Now let's go on up the list to number 13, Nissan Kicks. Have you ever heard of the Nissan Kicks? It is a model Kicks. They get a kick out of driving, I'll tell you that. The Nissan Kicks, the pros, good gas mileage. One of the cons, their stating Consumer Reports states that it feels a little cheap inside. Number 12 on the list of the 20 that I have for you today, Consumer Reports, of the 20 of the cheapest cars there worth buying. The Nissan Kicks model is number 12 on the list. Now, this model is the Kicks that has it all in there. It's the SV, 2024 Kicks SV. And you can add a whole bunch of creature features and everything you can. The most money you'll ever spend on that is $23,998. Now, we're going to go up the list on the second hour and go all the way on the third hour, all the way to the top of the list and find out what the best, cheapest car there is worth buying, according to Consumer Reports. So stay tuned. Looking forward to your emails this hour, of course, as we do every hour. I like to go into the email bag every hour, so I look for your live emails also. How you doing on Leprechaun Day? We're doing pretty good here. Got four-leaf green clovers all over the place. Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Phone number, as always, since 1992. Hasn't changed. 855-660-4261. I'm also on LinkedIn, folks. I had to remind you that. I've had some of you email me, hey, are you on LinkedIn? I am. So check me out there. You can also go over on Instagram. The address there is Auto World Media. That's just like our website, autoworldmedia.com. Coming soon again. Keep sending the photos in. I ask you folks to deliver. Send the photos in of your first ride, the best ride you've ever, your car, your vehicle, your truck. And 'tis the season, you know, the spring. Your lawnmowers are going to, you're going to start firing up your lawnmowers. Is it an ICE, internal combustion engine lawnmower? Or did you finally surrender and go to electric lawnmowers? I've had a lot of clients again here in the Boise, Idaho area say, Mark, can you help me figure out what brand of electric I should buy? I'm tired of the gas. And why is that when it comes down to the lawnmowers out there, folks? You need to change your oil. Go straight 30 weight on your riding lawnmowers and your push lawnmowers. And why is that? I mean, a lot of you, you know, wait a minute. You say you've been doing the 530. You have to have, see, your lawnmower runs at a certain RPM constantly, and your car goes from an idle state all the way up to, you know, you're doing 95 miles an hour down the freeway, so you got higher RPM. So you need that viscosity of oil, 530 or 040, or, you know, you just don't want a straight weight in your car because of the different RPMs you have. A lawnmower needs just a straight weight because of the RPM range is the same. But it's time, a little spring checkup and change your oil and change your air filter on your internal combustion engine lawnmower. And if you're ready to go electric, one thing about the gas lawnmowers out there, if you You know, there's a lot of opinions. Do I run the tank completely dry before I turn it off for the winter mark, suck all, let it burn all the fuel out, let it be sit there and be dry? Or do I leave the fuel in there and just let it turn into goo? Well, what you want to really do, I'm late telling you, I talked about it at the start of winter. You want to leave the gas in there, run it, put some Stabil in there, Stabil in the gasoline, and it's a treatment for the gas. The Stabil mixes with the fuel, goes through the carburetor, keeps it nice and fresh, and it's not dry, because if you leave a carburetor dry, you'll find that you'll have, you're going to have some leaks, and it takes forever. You're going to probably end up putting a ripcord on the thing if you don't have an electric starter, because you'd be pulling the living daylights out of that ripcord just to get the thing started. And then you'll end up having leaks. So, but in today's world, I'm finding in the Boise, Idaho area, our Treasure Valley, I'm finding out that, the small gas engine places are closing up. They really are around this area. I don't know how it is in your area. So you need to... A little Auto World tip for you this hour. You need to maybe knock on the door of your independent auto repair shop and see and ask if they can work on your lawnmower. Get those folks in your back pocket. I don't want you to know. I know for a fact that dealers do not work on lawnmowers. So don't think that you can just load your riding lawnmower, your push lawnmower up, take it over to the Chevrolet dealership, Ford dealership, or Nissan, or whatever. Audi. Can you imagine an Audi dealership trying to work on a John Deere tractor? There you go, John Deere Green. Uh-huh. No, it doesn't work like that. Get your independent to work on. I work on them, so you can ask your independent automotive repair shop, can you work on my lawnmower before it's time, folks? And that way you're covered. So, absolutely. So keep a mechanic in your back pocket, your technician in the back pocket to keep that internal combustion engine running on your lawnmower. And then you got a battery, of course, you got to take care of on that riding lawnmower. Make sure you get one of the battery tenders on that, folks. It works. That's what I do with mine. Instead of buying a battery every year. When we come back, we got some emails to get to and compare a car. We're going to compare a 2024 versus a 2001. One brand, one model. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Bag. Let's do it. Eddie, the engine emailer, hand me the bag, please. Thank you. Thank you. Just dive in there and get us an email this week here on the first hour of Auto World. There's one. Oh, yes. Thank you. I like your hat there, too. He's got a top hat on, too, here on Leprechaun Day. Got an email here from a gentleman in Santa Barbara, David, actually. Thank you, David. He got a compliment. Appreciate it. Let's do it. I'm just reading here, see if I can read it on the air, folks. The email address, again, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. If you please keep it, I ask you deliver. Please keep the emails coming in, absolutely. And if you do not want me to read your email live on the air and you want to change your name, go for it. That's fine with us here with the team and me too. So, and I won't read it, but I will always help you. I always have a little gift for you, a little detail bag with some detail gifts in there for Mothers and McGuire's, and got some STP fuel injector cleaner that now can be delivered. We figured that out, so that's coming your way. Anyway, let's get right to it. It says, happy spring to you, Mark. Hey, thank you, David. Appreciate it. From Santa Barbara, appreciate that. You too. Hey, I need your help with a steering wheel problem. Driving a GMC Denali that is wandering to the right. I checked the air pressure in all my tires. They are at 35 pounds. I did have the front end alignment done. The alignment tech said I was looking good and not that far off. It was just set perfect. Mark, it's still fading to the right when I let go of the steering wheel. Do you have any ideas? Thank you, sir. David, with you every week in Santa Barbara. Awesome. Awesome. Appreciate it, David. Good to have you along. Let's do a shout-out to one of our great Auto World radio affiliates. There's our shout-out horn. Thank you, Dashboard Daniel. Shout-out goes out to the Information Station. KUHL AM 1440 right there in Santa Maria. San Luis Obispo. Santa Barbara, California, and all you other folks there, good to have you along. Appreciate it. Thanks, David. Yeah, remember now, David, that's why I love going into the email bag, because we all learn from everybody, and The crown in the road, David, I just want to make sure that you did find a flat road. All roads are crowned high in the center, low on the right, and of course, always that way, whichever direction you're coming on a two-lane highway, of course, to get the water off of them, the sewage of snow and hail and rain and et cetera. So that will cause everyone's car to go to the right. So if you've got on, you've been on a flat road, which I believe you have, and you get there, and you must do about at least 35 miles an hour or 30, and then let go of the steering wheel and let it go. David, one thing, thank you for doing the simple thing first, checking the air on the tires, absolutely, and doing the alignment, having the alignment checked, absolutely. I do recommend, you said front end, yeah, you did front end alignment. I do recommend a four-wheel alignment because your rear tires are also, you know, going down the road with the front of your vehicle on your Denali. So, and it's not that much more money. I mean, you have to make sure that that box you're driving, car or truck or Denali, is square. It's not diamond shaped because the rear end, if it's off from the factory, you know, I have no clue how many times your Denali went up and down the ramps of the car truck. Yeah, the truck that delivers all the vehicles to the dealerships. And, you know, as you know, they drive them pretty fast and hard down those ramps. And, you know, there's a recall coming up here. We're going to do that on the third hour, and it all has something to do with torque. So the manufacturers sometimes, you know, they don't get the torque tight enough on some of these bolts we have, and your rear end could be off kilter just enough to cause it to drive it to the right. So four-wheel alignment I'd recommend. But one thing about it is if it's just fading so slightly to the right, David, and this is also to everybody that if your car is fading to the right or to the left so slightly, you could have, David, and I want you to check the tire, literally. What kind of tread do you have left on the tire itself? If the tread is pretty thin, I'm telling you right now that the belt is separated inside that tire, and it could be to the point where you won't see a bubble, you know, sticking straight out on the sidewall or on the tread, of course. If you had a bubble, you'd feel it, you know, kunk, 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 going down the road. And that's one thing you can check. You know, if you feel that, and it feels like you got a little bump going there. We call them marbles, actually, like NASCAR. They have marbles on the NASCAR track. It's exclusive rubber that's on the road causing the car to go da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But look at the tread. See if the tread is straight, David. Make sure the tread is straight, parallel. Each tread, female and male cogs on that tire are straight and parallel with each other. If you find an imperfection where one of the treads has just got a little wobble in it, there we have it. We have a steel belt that's has come apart, and that tire will drive that Denali to the right, period. So, and I have actually absolutely have seen new tires like this. You know, when you have your hands on these rubber tires, folks, brand new ones. I sell brand new tires, and we put them on the balancing machine to balance them for you. And it's amazing. I'm not going to mention any brands. It doesn't matter, but it does. Because the brands, how they build the tire and put it together, David, it's crazy. You put that brand new tire on the balancing machine, and out of four tires I'm going to be putting on your Denali, one of those tires takes more weights to get it to balance correctly. Well, you know what that's going to tell everybody? Now, the tire shop, this is for everybody, Auto World tip, the tire shop's not going to tell you that they put, you know, 30 more ounces on that one tire over there, where that other tire on the left front, there's zero weights. So right from the get-go, that tire from the manufacturer was really not put together perfectly, and that's why it needs more weights. So that's a little tip. David, you can go around and look see how many, let's say you got 70% tread left, David. Fantastic. But I want to see how many weights are on every single wheel. Perfect. And then you'll find out that, my weights on my right front wheel, Mark, have all come off. There's zero there, and I can see the markings where they used to be. David, we just found the problem. You need to go get that tire and that wheel balanced again. So hopefully that may all make sense. Appreciate it, David. Right there in Santa Barbara, California, listening to us on the information station, KUHL, AM 1440. Good to have you along. Thanks, David. Hey, send me an address back, and I'll get you a little gift bag sent out to you. Make sure that Denali's smelling good. A little detail bag. I want it smelling good inside. looking good on the outside. Meguiar's Mother's Solution Finish. Got some wash drops in there. I got, STP fuel injector cleaner. It works. Okay, thanks, David. Appreciate it. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is our address. Appreciate it. Now, I promise you, folks, we're going to be talking a little bit about the luxury car brand. It's been ranked by reliability. That's right, reliability. Many years have gone by. Luxury car segment. Luxury. What really makes a luxury car? Is it the price? Could be. All new they've reached all new heights with price, of course, as you know. Mercedes, Cadillac, Lexus. But I've got the list for you right here. Yeah, number 10, let's do it. We have a little bit of time before the garage door goes down. Number 10 on the list of the luxury cars that have been ranked by reliability is number 10 would be Chrysler. Oh, yes, the Chrysler Pacifica. Okay, 310 problems per 100 vehicles produced. I promised you numbers. I got them for you. Number 10 is Chrysler, 310 problems per 100 vehicles produced. Number 9... Oh, yeah. Now, I'll give you a little tip there, though. The Chrysler 300 is the most reliable under the Chrysler name. And then you got the hybrid Chrysler, you know, hybrid Pacifica is there, too. It's the most least reliable. Not good. But number 9 on the list is Audi. Audi, reliability. Reliability ranked by reliability of the luxury car brands. Number 9 on the list, going up the list, 275 problems per 100 vehicles produced. Audi. We could break it down in, of course, models. Let me give you this. The Audi Q5 is the least reliability under the Audi name. Number 8 on the list is Land Rover. Reliability, problems per 100 vehicles produced, 200. Wowza. Land Rover. Number 7 on the list, Infiniti. Reliability ranking, they found out it has 219 problems per 100 vehicles produced. You're going to hear more of it. Second hour and third hour, we're going to find out. Thanks for joining me, everybody. The garage door has now been, it's going down. We'll see you on the second hour. Two things, remember, drive safe and motor on. Keep pushing the juice pedal.
Oh, I bet I'm nationwide.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.